Chapter 65. I'm about to dream. In exactly 10 seconds, according to Martha. It's an interesting feeling, that twilight between waking and sleeping and dreaming, here in the term sleep chamber. It's cold, very cold, but warm at the same time. And memories and imaginings mingle in a confusing soup. I do remember the missiles as I drift off. That was real. We didn't die after all, although the fear on all of our faces was most certainly the look people have right before they perish. Daniels narrowly avoided a direct hit, and in a single combination righted the ship and sent us slingshotting out of orbit and towards Mars. I remember looking squarely into his eyes and wondering what he felt right then. Relief? Pride? Was he thinking about his kids? Was he angry at Larson? All of the above? But all he said was, "Quit looking at me, Forrest." So I guess that was that. It's getting hard to focus. Only a few seconds left. These term sleep chambers, 3 in each crew cabin, weren't necessary for this voyage. It's only 3 months until we reach Mars. But Larson is thinking very far ahead. He imagines voyages in the coming years far beyond Mars, where some form of hibernation will be required, lowering all metabolic processes to a minimum to protect crews from radiation, muscle atrophy, and bone loss, and to keep costs down. And of course, the biggest benefit, if you ask me, to prevent people trapped for long periods in a confined space from killing each other. As my body approaches 89 degrees, the cold and shaking is replaced with a strange calm. I remember Larson telling us they didn't design term sleep to include dreaming, that it should have felt more like anesthesia, where one moment you're awake, and the next moment you're awake again, but it's months later. However, in all the testing, and they've been testing it for years, they've found vivid dreaming to be part of the experience. Larson's psychologists hypothesize that humans might need the dreams to... Nana, is this real? She's a young woman, toiling away in a greenhouse, tending to tobacco seedlings. She spies me in the doorway. I'm shaking. Come, come! You'll catch your death of cold out there. I'm next to her now. She hands me a dumpling on a plate. Hungry? No. I'll pass. You've always liked my dumplings before. Okay, this is definitely not real. I'm dreaming. Now she's showing me how to prepare the little tobacco plants for transplantation into the fields. Tanner would love this. Who's Tanner? Oh, just a guy. You don't know him. She pats my hand. It's only a couple of weeks yet. After the frost, the machines will dig the holes, of course, and take care of the rest. But this part needs the human touch. It's the most important part. They're becoming. Becoming? She picks up a tiny seed. I can barely see it on the tip of her finger, and whispers, "This is just a dream. It needs to become real." Pointing to a large plant in the corner with huge leaves, she hurries over, pulling me along, and plucks a small pod from the plant, placing it in my palm. And then back home again. She squeezes my hand closed, and when I open it, the pod has burst and hundreds of seeds spill out. She grins and looks around the greenhouse. I wonder if I'll have children someday. You do have a child, Harlan, and 3 grandchildren, rock, paper, and scissors. She laughs. Like the hand game. Ooh, let's play. So she knows the game after all, at least in my dream. Funny. Her hand shoots out as rock, and I cover it with paper. She smiles. You are paper. I am. She makes scissors with her other hand, and I see the 3 of us. And then we're there, in the kitchen, in the trailer, 3 triplet toddlers tugging on Nana's housecoat. We're all claiming to have boo-boos on our knees. She scoops us up all at once and plops us on the counter and turns to get the Band-Aids. She turns back and one by one places a Band-Aid on our imaginary injuries and kisses them. I'm looking down at her hair. And it's strange. I don't remember it being so dark. Then she looks up from my knee, and I know why. Mom? Yes, Pepper? Oh, for crying out loud, you can't even get my name right in my dream?